Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
I will never listen to that part again in that book.
That was hard.
Just so you know, man, like I will never again listen to that shit.
Your mother's very, very, very brave.
Oh.
To be able to talk like that. To the world and to just, she lost her life. She lost this giant chunk of her life with this abusive man. And to hear her talk about him hitting her and what it was like, and the fact that she never came from a family that hit her. She had never been hit before.
Never.
And to have her express it the way she did, so honestly and openly, very powerful.
And the whole time she's talking, man, she's on the cusp of, like, losing it. Like, I'm in the other room, so I'm interviewing her. And I'm hearing this shit, so I knew a lot about it. Obviously, I lived it. And that's what fucked me up the most, man. When you see, like I said, I wasn't a smart kid growing up, but whatever made me, whatever the fuck made me, I'm so fucking, my mind is sharp, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was so aware of so much shit. I was so bright in that way. And to see your mom go through that shit as that young kid, and like, I was going through it, and she was going through it right beside me. Like, when I got my ass beat, she got her ass beat. It's fucked up, man. Like, you just can't, people like to judge who you are. Man, why you cuss so much, man? My life wasn't fucking PG, motherfucker. Like, you can't just turn who the fuck you are off. When you see your mom going with that kind of shit, and then I'm coming to her defense at 7 or 8 years old, and she's getting her fucking ass beat by a 220-pound man, and I'm fucking some little kid. You know what kind of courage it takes to muster that up to go help her out and see her fucked up like that? And the time she would cry and be bruised up and shit, it was a fucking nightmare. And then to hear her talk about it, like the part where my dad says, I brought this belt from Texas. This belt came all the way from Texas to whip your ass with. And it was like, where am I at right now? Because I knew no other households were fucking living like this, man. I knew it. And then she was shut off. She was shut off from the world. And when I wrote Can't Hurt Me, she refused. She said, fuck, don't put my shit in there. She was so embarrassed. You know, like I put in there, man, she fucking married a fucking prisoner. So my mom was so fucked up. She was so fucked up by this shit. And people go, man, you're a mama's boy. Motherfucker, I ain't no mama's boy, man. See your mom go through this shit. You can make sure she's taken care of. So she came out, and one of the people that, she got married a few times because she was looking for something that my dad stripped from her. And she was out. She was gone for years. She just is not coming back. She's 70. She's 75. But in that book I talk about, man, she's like, don't put that, and Can't Hurt Me. But now she's getting better, and she's allowing me more to talk more about my life, which was also some of her life.
The part about marrying a prisoner is so crazy.
Dude, it was a fucking, but
not just a prisoner, but a prisoner who killed a woman.
Dude, this, so it was so fucked up. It's hard for me to even talk about, because it's almost like, I had a front row seat at a horror show. So when my mom left my dad, she went to Wilmoth and he got murdered. I talk about that and Can't Hurt Me. He got murdered. So that took her all the way over the edge. I mean, he got shot fucking 6 times. In the last shot, this motherfucker got right up on his head and made sure he was dead. Like, forehead shot. And so, she didn't cry. She didn't cry.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
She's lost. It was over. She, a whole nother person became. And so I'm fucking now like 12, 13, 14, whatever the fuck I was. I'm watching this woman every day. Front row seat, just watching her just go through life fucked up. And then I'm about to go in the military, into the Air Force. And like 2 years out, man, you know, I'm like a sophomore in high school. Phone's ringing every night. She tell me, don't get on the phone. Don't get on the phone. Don't get on the phone. 15-minute calls, hang up. 15-minute call, hang up. 15-minute call, hang up. What the fuck is going on? But see, the way I was growing, like the way I was raised, you don't ask your mom what's going on. It ain't like now, like conversations and shit with the parents. You shut the fuck up. And that's, I didn't ask shit, but I knew something was fucked because like 3-4 hours a night, 15-minute hang up. Because he was in prison. This guy was in prison, so he only had 15 minutes on the phone. He had to put more money in it.
How did she meet him?
She started working. So she was always about helping people out. But the thing about it was, like, I was right in front of her and needed so much fucking help. And it was fucked up for me for a long time, but she helped out so many people. But I guess since I was with her through the journey, I didn't count. But it's all good, man. It's what life's about. You got to understand what your mom went through so that I can be good with it. You know, like, I saw that. So I had to man up a lot more than what. So she saw people needed help. So she started teaching in the prison. So she had a full-time job at DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana. And then she started teaching in a prison. And she met this prisoner. This prisoner, obviously, I don't know, slid her a note or some bullshit like that. And, you know, she was looking for anything. She was looking for anybody that loved her because my dad beat the fucking life out of her. And my dad, so my dad wouldn't marry my mom, but ended up marrying a woman that was tied to, like, I'm not even gonna go there, man. I'm not trying to get fucking sued and shit right now, man. But he married somebody that was fucked up. Yeah, it's fucked up. So anyway, she met him in prison, and the phone was ringing every night. She didn't tell me about it. Guess how you could tell your son, hey, David, I'm in love with the prisoner. So before I
who
go,
who murdered a woman?
Oh no, I'm about to get to that, brother.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking now, about a week out, or whatever the fucking was, from leaving for boot camp. And she lets me know what's up. And so I'm about to leave for boot camp, and I'm so protective of my mom, and she lays this on me. Yeah. Sit down. Let's have a talk. And she never does this shit, man. She's like, there was nothing ever hidden from me. That's why I grew up so fast. Like, that abusive life and what she was going through, it was front and center. Her being broke, everything. This was the only secret she kept from me. She goes, those phone calls, you know, I've been seeing someone in prison. All right. Cool, whatever. But I'm thinking, what the fuck is this, man? So, you know, I didn't want to ask, how the fuck did you get to prison? So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, man, I gotta fucking ask this fucking question. How the fuck, you know, what happened? You know, she's like, well, does one of those things, you know, because she knows it's fucking bad. Well, he was into drugs and stuff like that. I'm thinking, okay, maybe drug dealer, something like that. He was into drugs, that's for sure. But he literally, I don't know how it went down, but he choked a woman to death over some drugs. And I don't know the ins and outs of all this other shit. And that's who she was going to fucking be with. And he was getting out of prison literally in a few weeks after I was going to Air Force boot camp. So I'm in fucking Air Force boot camp thinking about, my mom's about to fucking marry a fucking dude who got sent to prison.
Marry him right away, too.
Right away. So the first time I meet this motherfucker, dude, is at my fucking Air Force graduation. My fucking Air Force graduation. And she was like, you ain't putting that shit in, it can't hurt me. She was embarrassed about it. And then she saw how I went totally like fucking vulnerable. And she was like, fuck it. Go ahead. So this is so much more to it. But he ended up, I think it was last year or maybe this year, he OD'd. So my mom divorced him, obviously, after it didn't work out. And she was telling me a story one time. We were talking about this book. She started opening more up about the relationship with this prisoner. And she said one night they got into a fight, you know, not physical. You know, he never hit her like my dad did so many times. But he said one night she was sleeping and had her back to him. And all she thought about all fucking night was, because she started slowly realizing, like, I'm fucked up. Like, I just married a fucking guy from prison that killed somebody. And she started realizing it more and more. But she's laying in bed, and she was like, is this motherfucker gonna fucking kill me tonight? Ugh. And she started telling me these fucking stories, man. And I'm like, and I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like, you know, it was tough. It was a tough way to grow up, man. It was a tough way to grow up. So, yeah, he ended up, so they got divorced. I think it worked maybe 2 years, where the fuck it was, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then I think he OD'd last year. He OD'd last year, killed himself. I don't know if he killed himself, he's OD'd. So...